I've spoken before about Jaguar's success this year at ZXC Sedan, selling up a storm, helping to lift overall sales by 183%. The newer and larger XF, for some reason, has not gained the same traction as its smaller sibling, but the just-released F-Pace SUV is sure to sell up a storm as it enters the hottest segment in the market. The Jaguar F-Pace is in fact expected to become the biggest seller in Jaguar's portfolio. The premium SUV arrives here in 12 different variants with four engine choices, prices starting at $74,300 for the base model 2-litre turbo diesel, up to $120,400 for the 3.5-litre supercharged V6 petrol. I'm yet to drive it, but from a visual standpoint, this is a very smart-looking SUV. The option list is expansive, and I suspect, like many of its competitors, buying a standard model will no doubt be very difficult, as most will be optioned up. Despite the renewed interest in Jaguar, its new XF has not enjoyed the same success as the XE, posting just 38 sales in June against the smaller XE's 167. For some, the two cars are too close. The two on the showroom floor look little different, and obviously the sharper pricing of the XE has made it more attractive. Both models have a sporty character and are very well sorted. Either way, Jaguar is set to have its best year for some time, with early signs the new F-Pace has been very well received. I'm David Berthon.